Let's go ahead and get started. First thing on the, we have a quorum, as Jim pointed out. Larry's running a few minutes late, I guess. He did tell me he would be here. Before we go to number two, the approval of the agenda, I want to add, I wrote it down as 4A, Wings and Wheels Conflict. And I don't think that'll be any big issue from what people have told me. And then nine, what I wrote down was a 9A, and I put down B-25 operations. And hopefully Larry will be here for that. Is there any objection to?
No.
Okay, good. So with those two minor additions, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Okay, approval of the minutes. Everybody took them home, put them under their pillows, read them 15 times, and we have a motion to approve the minutes. And at this time, public comment. Anything from the public?
No.
We're going to defer the Wings and Wheels just till Larry gets here. You okay with that?
As long as he's not too late. I've got a function going on at the bank. That's the only reason.
Okay. Well, why don't we go ahead and talk about it then? That way we won't hold you up.
Okay.
Basically, this came about last couple weeks ago. Dave and I were in a conversation, and Dave mentioned to me that the Wings and Wheels is scheduled for the same weekend as NASCAR. Our concern was in our conversation is that did everybody realize it, and was it going to be a conflict? And one of the first things that came to my mind was, Julie, is if you're successful at getting additional aircraft in here, is that going to mess up?
Not for this year. So maybe for next year it would do it. It's the calls that I've made. They've already made their travel arrangements for 2011. You know, we're not going to give up, but for May and for 2011, they have their arrangements and all that. So it'll take some time to get them to be entertained for next year. So I think that they're not. And let me stop right here. Did you say there were no aircraft from NASCAR here last time?
We haven't had any teams, I guess, the last two races.
Okay.
You know, we've had fans and that kind of thing. But
well, what about ramp space then for the transient aircraft?
I talked to Garrett, and Garrett thought that they would have plenty of room. Worst case is they might have to talk to Pat and use some of their area over there or something for some. Even if there was larger aircraft that came in, that they need to get out of the way.
But the way Garrett put it to me was, if you know, if we don't get the airplanes that we think we're going to get for Wings and Wheels, which we didn't last year and I guess the year before, and we get the same number of NASCAR people that we've been getting, it's not going to be a problem. You know, but if you know everybody that Larry's invited to Wings and Wheels shows up and Julie's successful with NASCAR teams, you know, he didn't have an opinion on that, but I think that's going to be an issue. So, but I think we're better off focusing on Wings and Wheels and what that brings to the airport, other than the one or two airplanes we may get out of a NASCAR effort.
For this year,
I don't think it's an issue.
And that's what Garrett and Larry had both told me, that they didn't think it would be an issue. So we just want to make sure that everybody understood before we get to July or August, and then somebody sort of said, "Whoa, wait a minute, I didn't realize that."
Yeah. But there is a request from the Wings and Wheels Committee to hold the event on October 1st, and you know, for their planning and
competition part of attendance, you know, people.
Well, I can't address that. I had some people from my committee that are in the Dover area, and they said that we may lose some NASCAR fans from down here, but it will get the Dover people that are not NASCAR fans that are looking to go someplace else other than Dover. So